So Rav Ossai, in honor of both Parshas Chayisara, which is the Parsha of marriage, and the marriage of my daughter, Mirtz Hashem, next week, with the Ochav this Shabbos, I thought we'd speak about Chuppah, and Olamot.net was very kind to me and has an entire collection of sources on Chuppah, in honor of, and actually classifies it under Parshas Chayisara. So let's just discuss, I always like to give a little bit of an outline of what topics we want to touch on. We have a concept of Erusin, we have a concept of Nisuin. The Gemara says in a few different places, in Ksubis and in Kiddushin, that Nisuin requires Chuppah. And the question is exactly what Chuppah is, and that's what we're going to see today. There are many different shitas as to what Chuppah is, different minhagim. The Rambam has a very unique shita in which he identifies Chuppah with Yichud, and therefore Yichud plays a very important role. And that's going to have an impact on what's called a Chuppah's Nida, in case a woman is a Nida at the time of the marriage. That didn't happen too often in the old days because, they didn't send out invitations, 5 months in advance. But today it's more common. We're going to talk about whether the concept of Edei Kiyum, which means that you must have two Edim, that applies to Kiddushin, also applies to Chuppah, to Nisuin. We want to talk about what's called the Cheder Yichud, to make sure that there's Yichud. Does the room that's designated for Yichud have to somehow come under the ownership of the Chassan? And maybe he'll make some sort of a kinyan deal with the owner of the hotel or the building, wherever the simcha is taking place. How do we require and guarantee privacy in order that the yichud should be below shum ish acher, no one else is there? Does the door have to be locked? How many minutes does it have to be locked? What constitutes yichud? What should the chasam kala be doing during yichud? Are they eating together? Talk a little about Badekin, which is called Kisui Rosh Hashalkala. We can talk about the issue of a Shetel, about whether or not a woman after Chuppah should be covering her hair. And let's begin from the beginning. And we're looking now on page 1, if you happen to have it. And this is a Mishnah in the 4th Perek of Ksubis. The Mishnah says, Li Olam Hi Bershus Ha'av. We have a concept of Nisuin in which she leaves the Rishus Ha'av and she enters into the Rishus Ha'bal. And Rashi on that Mishnah identifies Nisuin as Knisa L'Chuppah. Now what does it mean that she leaves the Rishus of the Av and enters into the Rishus of the Baal? So that has primarily four nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is called Hafaras Nedarim, that until such time as she leaves the Rishus of her father, assuming that she's a Nara, or in the case of Bogera, she's in her own Rishus, then the Hafaras Nedarim, the rights to cancel and nullify her Neder, belong to her father or to herself and not to her husband. But after Nisuin, the Baal has exclusive rights over a Nedarim to be made for a Nedarim. It doesn't mean he has an all-inclusive absolute rights on all Nedarim. There's certain Nedarim that don't belong to his domain, they're not relevant to him. But any Neder that might be relevant to him, he has the right to be Mayfair Biyom Hishama on the day that he hears about it. That's number one. Number two, Yerusha. The law is that until Nisuin takes place, the Baal does not have any rights to inherit her, and all her inheritance goes through her father to all her relatives, but not to him. And finally, the third big nafkamina is the case of a Kohen, that if she's marrying a Kohen, it's only after Nisuin that he has the mitzvah of La Yitamei, that he can go into the Beis HaKfaris, to the cemetery, to bury her, because even though a Kohen is enjoined from Tumah in the case of his own wife, She'eiro Zu Ishto, and that's after Nisuin, then and only then is he Metamilah. Then there's a fourth nafkamina. We're going to spend a little bit more time on the fourth nafkamina, and that is the heter bia, which means that as long as she's an arusa, there's an iser bia, and only after nisuin, after chuppah, is there a heter bia. What's going to happen if she's a nida at the time of the chuppah? That we'll discuss. So the Mishnah at the beginning of Kiddushin says, Aisha nicknames b'sholosh drachim, and then the Mishnah delineates kesef, shtar, and bia. And those are the three methods of establishing ishus of erusin, of Kiddushin. And then if you fast forward to Daf Gimel, the Gemara says that in addition to Kiddushin, there is Nisuin. And the reason why the Mishnah counts three drachim is lafuke chupa. We might have thought, and there is such a day on Daf Hei in Kiddushin, that chupa itself could be a method of kinyan to establish erusin. The Mishnah tells me no, there are only three. There's kesef, shtar, and bia. Chupa will be meaningful after kesef, shtar, and bia to clinch the nesuin and make her into a nesua. But chupa alone, without kesef, shtar, and bia, is not going to generate issues, and is not going to serve as a Maisa Kiddushin. All that is true except for Rav Huna, because Rav Huna Daf Hey, which you'll see it on the middle of your page, he holds Chuppah Kone Mikal V'Chomer, that even though it's true that there are three methods of Kiddushin, but included in those three methods by process of logical deduction is chuppah, because chuppah has a greater power than kesef shtar ubia. Kesef shtar ubia is not enough to give her rights if she's a bas yisrael to eat truma if he's a kohen. It's only after chuppah that she can eat truma. So you see that the kinyan of chuppah is so powerful that it's machelis of betruma, is ein odin shetikne. If kesef, which is not machil betruma, is kona, then certainly chup is kona. Of course, according to Rav Huna, we're going to have to come back to ask the question as to why the Mishnah mentions shalosh drachim without mentioning a fourth method of creating kiddushin. And lemaisa, as far as we're concerned, we don't accept the sheet of Rav Huna. Chup is not meaningful before kesef shtar ubia. It's only meaningful after she's an arusa through one of these three methods, kesef shtar ubia. In the case of kiddushe bia, he's going to need a second bia for the sake of nisuin. Instead of bia, all he needs is chuppah. And chuppah will, as we said before, clinch the relationship. He had a bia l'shem kiddushin. He has to separate himself immediately after that. After that bia, she goes back to her father's rishus, and he doesn't have a heter bia until he takes her into the chuppah. And the Gemara on Daf Hayom and Beis spends an entire amud trying to reject Rav Huna and the logic of his kal v'chomer. So that's what we have over here. We have a kinyan called chuppah to create nesuin. And if you take a look at Tosvis on Daf Heyom and Beis, Dibra Maschel Chuppah, you will see that although there was some logic to say that Chuppah would be Kone, Lididan, according to our conclusion, Chuppah ain't no Kone. And then the question is there a logic to say that Kesef could be Kone? If, let's say, for example, chuppah is weaker than kesef, maybe kesef itself should be kona. And Tosis goes on to suggest a svara why kesef cannot be kona, and you need chuppah, and nothing less than chuppah will do. So as far as nedarim, as far as yerusha, as far as tumah, and as far as hetavia, for all these dinim, she has to become a nesua, and for that we need chuppah. Now the question is, what is chuppah? And for that I want you to fast forward for a moment to page 2. And you know what? Let's start on page 3 with the Rambam, then we'll go back to Shitas HaTosfos. The Rambam opens up Perek Yud, the 10th Perek of Hilchas Ishus, by telling us Arusa Asura Labaila Midire Sofrim. Between Erisin and Nisuin, there's no Heter Bia. The Rambam adds that that's only Midivrei Sofrim. And this creates a tremendous pulmus and literature about what the Rambam means here by Midivrei Sofrim. And basically the bottom line is that Midivrei Sofrim, at least according to the Kesef Mishnah's approach, consistently throughout the Rambam means that it's Doraisa, but it's not explicit in the Pasuk. So for example, Kesef as Kiddushin is derived from Kicha, Kicha Mistei Ephron, and that's not explicit in the Torah. So the Rambam says the Kiddushei Kesef, this is in Perek Aleph, is Midivrei Sofrim. And the Kesef Mishnah says, you can't assume, according to the Rambam, that Kesef is only Durabbanon. There are many, many proofs that Kesef is a Kinyan Doraisa, but rather Midivrei Sofrim means that it's not explicit in the Pasuk. And he goes on to show the Rambam has Tumas Masa as Midivrei Sofrim, even though Tumas Masa is derived from Tumas Maga, and it's Doraisa, but the Rambam uses it Midivrei Sofrim because it's not explicit in the Torah. So after having opened up Perek Yud, Mehilchas Ishus, and establishing that there's no Heter Bia after Erisin until what? Until something has to happen. What has to happen now? The Rambam says, Habala Rusoso, if he has Bia with his Erisin, he gets Makis Mardus. And then the Rambam says, Osir Lovo Alea Bia Shnia. There's no Heter Bia. Even if he was Kona in the first round through Kiddushei Kesef, through Kiddushei Bia, Achi Yavi Oso L'Toch Beso, V'Yisyached Ima, V'Yafrishen Olo. The Rambam seems to have three elements here that make up Chuppah. He has, number one, taking her into his house, and this is going to be very important for those poskim who say that the yichud has to take place, but beso, he has to have ownership over the bias. Number two, alright, he took her into his house, but who else is hanging around in the house? Nobody. It's got to be yisyached ima. And that's yichud, so that's the second element. And number three, yafrishen lo, as if to say that he designates her for him, and that's the clincher of this process. Out of these three elements, which is the crucial element? The Rambam himself answers that question. He says, "V'yichud zeh hu anikra knisa l'chupa, v'hu anikra nesuin b'chol makom." So the Rambam clearly emphasizes and isolates that middle element here in the three parts, and that is yichud. And basically, the Rambam has the following equation: chupa equals yichud, yichud equals chupa. And chuppah equals nisuin. So therefore, nisuin requires yichud. The Rambam seems to say yichud is not enough. It's got to be yichud for the purpose of nisuin, yafrishenu lo. And not only that, it's got to be betoch beso. It can't be that they went into a room and they were alone. It's got to be betoch beso. And then the Rambam says, kemen shenichnasa arusa l'chuppah. Once this chuppah has taken place, harezu muteres lo lovo lebechol eshe yirtze v'harehi ishto gemura lechol dova. Now the language of the Rambam is
I back up 1 second?
Sure.
What is the makar? What is the makar? Where are we fashioning this all from?
This is all based on a gemara at the beginning of Masechta Ksubis. And the gemara says that he has to bring her into the chuppah.
And where
is it in the Torah? I don't know right now. Let me think about it as we go along and see if I can give you an answer. But right now I wanted to focus on the extra language here in the Rambam. This is very critical. The Rambam says that what happens as a result of chuppah? Harezu muteres lovo alea b'chol eshe yirtze. So first of all, you have a heter bia. But then the Rambam says, Harehi ishto gemura l'chol davar. What is the Rambam adding over here? Okay. Then the Rambam adds another proviso, another condition. He says that the only time that bringing her into the chuppah makes her into a nesua is v'hushatia re'uya lebila. In other words, it's not just yichud that he went alone, he went into a room alone with her. It's got to be a yichud that's re'uya lebila. Amal im hoisa nida, if she's a nida, then the Rambam has a problem here because she's not re'uya lebila. And it's very interesting. The Rambam had already emphasized two elements. Number one, Nikreis Nesua. I'm sorry. Number one, he had emphasized that after Knisa Lechupa Muteres Lo Lavo Lebuchal Eishi Yirtze. Number two, Harehi Ishto Gemura Lechol Davar. Here the Rambam says that if the chuppah was a chuppas nida, then the Rambam says, even though he went through all the steps, nevertheless, lo gamru ha-nesu'in. Now, what does he mean, lo gamru ha-nesu'in? That seems to parallel the previous phrase in the Rambam, harehi ishto gemura. And now he says, no, lo gamru. What's that all about? Now, we jump to the Ran. Now, we're not going to run through the Ran, we're going to jump to the Ran, because the Ran has something very, very important to say here. This is on the bottom of your page 3. The source for the Rambam's business about Chupas Nida, that in the case where she's a Nida, Nisuin is an impossibility, is the Gemara at the beginning of Ksubas. The Gemara says that after 12 months from the counting off from the Erisin, the Baal has to support his wife. That's called mizonos. And even if he delays the chuppah, it doesn't matter. 12 months and he has to marry her. And if he doesn't do so, he's going to have to pay mizonos. But the Gemara gives various exceptions where she cannot marry him. It's not his fault, but rather it's her fault. And one of those exceptions is the case of Pirsan Nida. Says the Ran, Ika diyolif mihacha, and he's referring to the Rambam, the chuppah hainu yichud ulefichach shepirsan nida is asur l'siached, and therefore there's no possibility of chuppah or nesuin. So the Rambam saw in this Gemara that the reason why mizonos is not obligatory upon the husband in the case of pirsan nida is because he has no possibility, according to the law, of bringing her into chuppah, which is yichud, and making her into nesuah, and it's not his fault. At this point in the Gemara goes back and forth on this, but therefore he doesn't have to pay her mizonos. And if you fast forward a few lines, he says, V'chein das Rabbeinu Harav Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon beperek asir milchus ishus. Says the Ran, V'havare lo nehira. It doesn't make any sense, based on all the sources that we have, to assume that yichud is the essence of chuppah, and therefore you need re'uya le'yichud, re'uya le'bia. For example, the Gemara says that Rav Ami shari le'meval b'tchila b'shabbos, and the Gemara talks about the case where he had not written her ksuba, and the Gemara wants to know whether or not there's nesuin, and therefore to allow Be'ila on Shabbos. It's a Be'ila Rishona that has certain halachic issues in terms of Shabbos. And the Gemara says, but he didn't write a ksuba. And the Gemara says, no, even without a ksuba, he could marry her. Now, according to the Rambam, how do you understand a heter and a yichud that could create nisuin if there's no ksuba? After all, habal le'a below ksuba is a isur, right? You're not allowed to have relations with a woman before you gave her the ksuba. Not only that, the Gemara says in Masech Yevamos, this is about 6 lines up from the bottom of the Ran, that yesh chupa lepsulos. Psulos is another word for a woman that you're not allowed to have relations with. So a man marries a woman, she's only chayve lavim or chayve esay, and therefore there is tfisus kedushin. But now he takes her into the chuppah. And the question is whether that chuppah is valid. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that yesh chuppah lepsulos, kigon, almana, lekohen gadol. So this almana is now married to a kohen gadol with chuppah, and yet it's a yichud she'eino roi lebia. How would the Rambam justify this sugya in Masechta Yevamos of Yesh Chuppah Lepsulas? According to Rambam, you need a chuppah ruya lebia. Chuppah equals yichud, yichud a roi lebia, and now it's an almana lekohen gadol. That's a violation of an isur doraisa. And here's where the Ran quotes another opinion. And the Ran says, Achirim Omrim, those who disagree with the Rambam, the chuppah lav hainu yichud. That chuppah is not to be identified with yichud. And then if you fast forward one line, he says, El chuppah hainu kol sheheviya habal mi beis avia lebeiso. All he has to do is bring her into his house, and even if there's no yichud, that's enough to create nesuin. And here he addresses Bobby's question. Where do we know this from? Yalfidim la'midichsiv ve'imbeis isha nadara. In the parasha of Nadara in Matas, it says beis isha, which means isha with a mapik hay, in the house of her husband, ish shelah. And that allows the husband and gives him the rights to be made for her nedarim. So that's only when she enters into his bias. Calls man shehi bebeis isha harehi birshuso, and that rishuso is enough to create nesuin and allow the baal to be made for nedarim. V'chitemi, you'll ask, if so, pirsan nida lama eino ma'ilu la mizonos. Why is he chayv mizonos in the case of nida? Now that we're saying the chuppah doesn't require yichud, it's only knisa lebeso. There could be many people around. He's not violating any isur. Why shouldn't that be enough to obligate him lachnisa lechuppah? Because chuppah is only knisa lebeso. He says the answer came on the ein chuppah zu mesur lebi lo chivu chachamim lekonsa. It has nothing to do with the validity of the nisuin of the chuppah. The chuppah will be valid even though she's a nida, but nevertheless, the Rabbanan alleviated him from responsibility to take her into his house and clinch the nisuin when he cannot culminate the nisuin with bir. And therefore, to end off this entire discussion, the Ran says, Lefichach anu noagim achshav lasos chuppah below yichud. Now, this says a double nafkamina. First of all, it's a nafkamina because you can have chuppah without yichud. And secondly, it means you can have chuppah even in the case of a chuppah's nida. The Rambam will say that taking her into his bias is not enough to create chuppah. And not only that, the yichud has to be a yichud aroy lebia. And the Rambam explicitly says that that doesn't operate and it's not valid in the case of a chuppah's nida. So that's what we have, these two shitos. Now, where does Tosus fit into this whole discussion? You'll take a look back on page 2. And Tosus has a Yerushalmi. Part of this Yerushalmi you'll find in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi goes even a step further. What happens on Yom HaKippurim when the Torah, there's Gzeres HaKosuv, that the Kohen Gadol can only be Mechaper if he's married? And maybe Chas V'Sholom, his wife, will pass on. So Mesaknim lo Isha Cheres, which means that he's going to get married to another woman on Yom HaKippurim. And the Yerushalmi says that the Kiddushin, when did the Kiddushin take place? The Gemara wants to work this out. It says, V'chiper biado biad beso, and beso zu ishto. And he says the following, that Kiddushin is only an Isa Shvus, and they were Matir Shvus b'migdash. Amar Rav Chanina, Hador Amrin, Halein, the Knisin Armelin, Tzarech Lekonson, Mibod Yom, Shalo Yekakona Kinyin v'Shabbos. If it's outside the Beis HaMigdash, the Knisa L'Chuppah, which is a Kinyin, should take place before Shabbos and not on Shabbos. But now the question is, if they were matir, according to the Yerushalmi, knisa l'chuppah as a kinyan on Shabbos, or in this case on Yom HaKippurim to be more precise, then l'chora, we have here a case of a yichud she'eino roi lebia. we're not going to allow the Kohen Gadol to have bia on Yom HaKippurim. That's for sure not mutter. And therefore, we have a situation here where she becomes a nesua with a chuppah without yichud, because the yichud itself is awesome. And even if there were a yichud, it would be a yichud sheneroi lebia, which according to the Rambam is invalid. So therefore, Tosfos comes to the conclusion, nirali de yichud shemis yacheres ima hainu chupasa, al besula sheyotzes binuma hami chupah shalom. And he suggests the following, that there's a difference between an almana and a besula. In the case of an almana, the act of chuppah will be identified with yichud, but in the case of a besula, you don't need yichud. But rather you could have something called yatzas binuma. So we're going to see the Beis Yosef is going to discuss at great length what yatzas binuma is. But before that, I'd like to show you the Rosh Yeshiva from Radin on page 7, and that's from Naftali Trump. I'm sure you've all heard of him. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva of the Chofetz Chaim in Radin, and he wants to defend the Rambam against the attack of the Ran. And again, that's a formidable task because the Ran has so many proofs, not the least of which is Chuppah L'Psulos, that you don't need a Yichud Aroy L'Bia. And Rav Naftali Trump, in what I would call a typical brisker style, says that Nesu'in has two different components to it. Two different variables. What we would call Tzvei Dinim. One he calls a Kinyan. And the Kinyan is relevant to Yerusha and other Dinim like Hafaras Nedarim and Tumah for a Kohen. And then is a Din of Beino Leveina, of Heter Bia. And the Rambam himself, later on in Hilchas Ishus, I think it's in Perichov Beis, I don't have it in front of me right now, says that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. The Rambam himself is very well aware of the Gemara in Yevamos. In fact, the Rambam has a case of an Esua without Yichud, in the case where the Shluchei Habal picked her up from the Shluchei Av. In other words, the Shluchei Av sent her to the Shluchei Habal. And the Gemara says that from that moment on, she hasn't even reached the Baal. You know, that's like the case of Eliezer in our parsha. And Rivka hasn't come to Yitzchak yet, or already there is Nisuin, and he yarshins of she dies, etc., etc. Says Rav Naftali, when the Rambam in Perik Yud that we began with requires for chuppah yichud, the Rambam is talking about the Isur of Arusa Asura Labaila calls Manchi Bebeis Avia. So the Maisa that's Matir to create the status of a Nesuin to allow Bia, that's yichud. But there are many other ways of creating a Nesu as far as Kinyanim are concerned. If you recall, the Rambam was talking about two things. Number one, sheyavo lebechol eishi yirtze. Number two, ishto gemura lechol davar. As far as ishto gemura lechol davar is concerned, fafars nedarim and yerusha, that depends upon kinyan. And kinyan means that he took her out of the rishus of the av, or the shluchei abal took her out of the rishus of the av because the shluchei abal took her out of the shluchei av. And that's enough to create a Kinyan Nesu'in, and she's already Nesu'a vis-a-vis all the Dinim of Kinyanim that we mentioned before, as far as Nedarim and Yerusha. But as far as Heter Bia is concerned, that kind of Chuppah is Yichud, and there's where the Rambam identifies Chuppah with Yichud and requires a Chuppah Ruila Bia. It comes out beautifully that according to Rav Naftali's understanding of the Rambam, if let's say she was Asuralo at the time of chuppah, the chuppah would still be meaningful as a maisa kinyan, and it would clinch the kinyan nesuin. However, as far as the heter bia is concerned, for that you need a maisa yichud, a royal bia. So when the Rambam talks about two different elements in chuppah, he speaks about hava lebeso umisyachet ima. The Rambam means to say that hava lebeso, which is a symbolic act that represents taking her out of the rishus of the Av and bring her into his rishus, that's an act of kinyan, and that act can be implemented and be valid and be meaningful even if she's a chupas nida. Then the Rambam goes on to say, but v'yichud, he has to be mesiachet imo. That's the Rambam here in Perek Yud when he's addressing the din of isa, of removing the isa of harusa lebaila. So therefore there's no kasha, says Rav Naftali, from the Gemara of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, because the Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos means that if there was a chuppah between an almana and a kohen gadol, now if she dies he yarshins her. If she wants to eat truma, she can eat truma, because as far as truma is concerned you need kinyane nesuim, and those can be clinched even if the yichud is a yichud shein a royal abiyah. And therefore there's no kasha from the fact that a kohen gadol on Yom HaKippurim could be machnes ha lechupa, because we're talking not about chupas yichud but about chupa as a mice of taking her into his bias. And even though as far as Heter Bia is concerned he hasn't achieved or implemented a yichud a royal abia, nevertheless she's already in a sua. And with this major breakthrough, Rav Naftali goes step by step from one sugya to the next to explain all the sugyas according to the Rambam. He is very meticulous about reading the Rambam and showing you clearly that the Rambam has two different categories. Now, how do we pasken halacha l'maisa? What is yichud? I'm sorry, what is chuppah? So, if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, which you'll find on the bottom of page 4, he writes exactly what the Rambam says. He says that harusa asur lebayla midivrei sofer kol zman shi beis aviyah habal harusasu beis aviyah vebeis chomav makinu samakas mardus afilu kidsha bebiyah asal olav olea biyah shniyah bebeis aviyah ad shi yoviyel solim tov beiso vizyachit imi afishenolo viyichud zehu anikra knisa lechupa vuhu anikra nesuin bechol mokal. And that's how the Mechaber leaves it. He accepts the Shitas of Rambam, hook, line, and sinker. But the Ramah, on the bottom of that page, writes, Yesh Omrim, Dechupa Eino Yichud, Elakol Shehevia HaChasan, moving on to page 5, Lebeso, L'shem Nisuin, that is Chupa. And if we want to be Matir Chupas Nida, we could say one of two things. Either we can accept the Shitas of Ramah, like the Ran, or we can accept the Shitas of Rambam, like Rav Naftali Trop, and say that the Chupas Nida would be meaningful to create a status of an Isu, at least as far as Kinyanim are concerned, even though there would be no Heter Bia until he takes her into a Yichud Aroi, Haroi Labila. So that's what we have so far. The Ramah ends this whole presentation by saying that So he has this whole description about chupa noheges achshav. Any questions so far? I mean, before I go on.
Why wouldn't you need to have another sort of a ceremony to mark the yichud then?
To what the yichud? I didn't hear the word.
To mark the yichud. In other words, what you're saying is there's two different elements to, according to Rav Naftali's pshat. So when you have the first chuppah, when it was a case of a nida, you should have to have another yichud somewhere along the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In other words, in a case of a chuppas nida, you might be able to clinch the kinyan with a chuppas nida, but you'll still need a maisa yichud, according to the Shitas HaRambam, in order to make her an asu as far as Heter Bia is concerned. That's not going to happen until...
You need to do it with Adam and the whole thing, like to make sure that it happens.
So I don't know about Adam. That we have to see whether or not you need Adam. Okay, we didn't get up to that. That's going to be a discussion unto itself. But
that would be a tough gemina with between the Ran and the Rambam according to Rav Naftali, right? In other words, because the Ran would say you do this, you do one thing, and you're done.
Yeah, and the Ran accuses the Rambam of saying that a chupas nida is totally meaningless and it doesn't clinch anything because it's a chupas shein aroi l'biya, and therefore what's called yesh chupas l'psulos? You know, she's an almana l'kohen gadol, and now you're going to tell me that she can eat truma? For that we need a nesua. That's a doraisa halacha, and there's no yichud aroi l'biya. But the answer is, says Rav Naftali, even the Rambam knows very well that such a chupa, a shein aroi l'biya, is enough to clinch to clinch the Kinyan Nisuin. Now, if you take a look at page 4, you will see a Beis Yosef that begins on the top and then goes to the middle section. This is a Beis Yosef in Evena Ezer, Simon Samach Aleph. And the Mechaber writes, Ha'ish, Sheyachnis Isha L'chupa, is he Ishto L'chol Dovar, Umayhi Achupa, Shetisyacher Ima, Afilu Lobal, Kevin Shetisyachtu L'shem Nisuini Ishto, Ki Ishto L'chol Dovar, etc., etc. The Beis Yosef here quotes other shitas. Now, excuse me, I made a mistake. I meant to say that everything I just read is in the tour. I don't know if I failed to say that. So the Beis Yosef on the tour says that there are other shitas that don't necessarily identify chuppah as yichud. And he starts with the sheet of the Itur, the Orchas Chaim in the name of the Itur, Chuppah, Hushem Mosra, Ha'av. It's just an act of Mesira in which the father gives over his daughter, Umachnisa Bibayis Sheyeshbo Chidush. In other words, it's got to be somehow obvious that this bias is a different house than the house that she's been living in. As you know, as she was in the reshus of her father, he doesn't go as far as to say that the Baal has to have a kinyan on this bias. And then he goes on to say that Sdinim Hamitsuyarim, they used to have drapes, or I don't know what word to use, that were beautified with pictures and so forth. And that's what we call chutzos, if you're familiar with that word. That's what we hold up on top of the chasen kala. And he goes on to give other different minhagim here of what chuppah was like in the old days. He says, osim sukkah, and they take hadasim and misyachtim inside this chuppah. Chuppah hu sudar shechofim bo rosheyem. I'm thinking of the Yekis, you know, they throw a talis over the chasukala. And he says, Mokom miyucha ke'en kila sheyoshvim shneyam im shushvinon hi hachupa. So again, basically, there's all different methods of creating a special place where he takes her from the bias of the father into this place, and this place is now designated for the chupa purposes. And he says that this is called Sdinim Mitsuyarim, these different kinds of minhagim. In the language of the Mishnah that we saw quoted earlier by Tosfos, it's called Yotzeis Behinuma. And this reflects itself in the Ramah that we saw before, that the Ramah says, Haminig Pashat Akshav Likros Ksuba Makom Shemachnisim Sham Yuria Prusa. You take a Yuria, some sort of curtain, and you stretch it out Al Gabi Klunsos, meaning you hold it with four sticks, umachnisin tachtea chosav akala barabim, and there he's makadisha with kesef shtar, kesef oshtar, kesef is our minug. He makes the bracha on birchas erisin, and then the brachos, the seven brachos of birchas nisuin, then molichin osam lebayis, ochlin biyachad b'makom tzanua, v'zeo achupa shenoagim achshav. Now, I want to fast forward for a moment because there's a lot here in the middle, but I'm very curious to go to the discussion, which you'll see on page 6 in the Ber Heitev, about whether or not the kala has to cover her hair. And if she does, at what point does she have this requirement to cover her hair? So we're going to start by looking at the Ber Heitev, which I'm trying to find, and now I'm not finding it. Just give me a minute. There it is. So it's the next to the last source on page 6 is the Ber Heitev. The Mechaber in Hilchas Ishus Perek Chof Aleph of Ebenezer Paskins, Lo Telechna Benos Yisrael Pruos Rosh Beshuk, that a woman should not go with her hair uncovered. in public. Again, in private, maybe the din is different, you have to know. And then he says the following. Pnuya. Right, a pnuya doesn't have to cover a hair. Hainu almana, al grusha, al bu'ula. And he says that this requirement applies to a woman that's already had a relationship. She's a bu'ula. Now she's not married, so she has the same status as a woman who once had to cover her hair, no longer has to cover her hair. Aval besula, even if she's married, mutar, since she's never had a relationship with her husband, is kol shelo nivala afshin is kachem uteris lelech beprius rush kishar besula. And he quotes the name of Yaakov Reicher, the Shvus Yaakov, who's one of the greatest Ashkenazic poskim. So my friends, if you're familiar with the minog, that a woman, after her chuppah, after her yichud, she comes out and she still hasn't covered her hair, in some of the most religious circles, they're relying on this tshuva quoted by the Be'er Heitev of the Shvus Yaakov. And then he quotes the Chavas Yoyer of Yoyer Bachrach, he's machmir on this, and he paskins the af besul sheniskacha yesh lelech b'kisui rosh. And this is a big chumrah, because he's talking about Kiddusha. We never found a minog that after Kiddusha, again today we do Kiddusha and Nisuin at the same time, but let's say, for example, would you require the kala to cover her hair before the chuppah? So there, again, I want to just point out here, there are three logical possibilities. One possibility is to say that she has to cover her hair before the chuppah. The other possibility is to say that she has to cover her hair after the yichud. And the third possibility would be that that night she doesn't have to cover her hair at all because she's not a ba'ula, but she's rather a besula. And if you take a look at the Chassam Sofer on the bottom of your page 6, he seems to have accepted the Shvus Yaakov, and he codifies a minog, Shenoshi lo lokut hasaros adli achar bi'ilas mitzvah mamish umakpedesh etovol achosim besaros aruchos v'ulay yotzalem zem miyitzia bihinuma v'rosha parua. The Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Ksubis, when there's an issue about how much of a ksuba the Baal has to pay when he divorces her, and the issue is whether she was a besula at the time of the marriage, so the Mishnah established that if we have Aiden that testify that she was Yotzeis Binuma, the Rosha Parua, then we can establish that she was a besula. Now you could always argue that maybe after she was Yotzeis Binuma, she immediately covered her hair, but that's not the assumption of the Chassam Sofer. And therefore he's going to accept the tshuva of Rav Yaakov Reicher, namely that kol shelo nivala, even if she already went through yichud, she's still a besula, and she goes out publicly like a besula. And I saw recently, I'm sorry I didn't send it to you in the email, I don't even have it in front of me right now, the tshuva Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he writes the same thing. And he says it with alumnus. He says, after all, the source for Kisei Arush, paradoxically, is the Parsha of Sota. Because there it says, Upara, where the Kohen is Paras Rosha. Now, he says the case of a Sota is the case of a Bu'ula. And therefore, the Chiyuv of Kisei Arush only applies after Be'ila Rishona, but not before. It comes out, according to this school of thought, if let's say they cannot consummate the marriage for whatever reason, she would not have to cover her hair. I never saw that. That I can't tell you about. And I want to tell you...
Sota is not Sota is Yichud only.
No, I'm just saying that a Sota already is a Ba'ula. The question is, did she have another relationship or not?
Right, but she's a sota not because of the Beila with the husband. She's a sota because of the hashash of Beila with this other man.
Well, the whole parsha of a sota only applies after he consummated the marriage with Beila. And then she could become a sota. So Rav Moshe says, if we're going to derive the chiyuv of kisei rosh from sota, then it only applies in the circumstances where a woman could be a sota, and that's only after be'ilah.
If I already interrupted, can I point out that for the Chasam Sofer,
yeah,
we see that the sheitel has to have short hair.
Correct. Well, I know that the sheitel, but I think her hair has to be short hair. You know.
Correct.
And there are, by the way, Hungarians that again, I don't know to this day, that will actually shave. You know, women will shave their heads. You know, but it's very odd because those same people who are so machmir, and you'll meet them in the streets of Be'er Sharim, you know, with the women who wear the black thing, those same families will be machpid that she cover her hair even before the chuppah. And yet the Chasam Sofer, who's the source for this whole thing, and many chassidim, even though the Chasam Sofer himself was not a chassid officially, right, he was an Ashkenazi, but nevertheless, they rely on the Chasam Sofer. And they should have gone, I think, all the way. If you're accepting the Chasam Sofer, you might as well accept this Kula, which came way before the Chasam Sofer, in the Tshuva of the Shavus Yaakov. I was told also that Rav Scheinberg, Zichron Levracha, was also Mekil. But here, somehow, the poskim in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if you heard of Rav Zilberstein, who's a son-in-law to Rav Eliashiv, so Rav Zilberstein also is very makpid that right after Yichud she should come out with her hair covered. And
Rob, I mean, isn't there concern that's got to do with mikvah rather than with regards to this other
part?
Well, we need mikvah in order to remove the isur nida. But let's say, you know, she went to mikvah on Yom Rishon, right, and then a few days later she gets married. Now, when she has yichud, it's a yichud aroy l'bia, and the bia hasn't taken place. She's still a besula. She walks out of the yichud room. What's the status here? On the one hand, she's married, fully married, but on the other hand, she's a besula. So, do we require her to cover her hair or not? And here in Eretz Yisrael, it's like they made it into a whole battlefield here. You know that, you know, the chutznikim come to Eretz Yisrael with their minhagim, you know, where they're coming from Presburg, or they're coming from New York City, you know, from the Lower East Side of Manhattan, you know, with Rav Moshe Feinstein, or they're coming from Rav Scheinberg, or any of the poskim. And it's very interesting. The poskim who say not, you know, not to cover her hair, it's not just that they're being makil, and they're saying, you know, she doesn't have to cover her hair. They're saying she shouldn't cover her hair. Because she should go out as a Yotzes Binuma, as a Psula, which is Rosh Perua. So you have such an extreme, and this, by the way, touches on the whole gigantic machlokas 5 centuries ago, after Gerus Sfarad, and Jews were spread out in many different countries and different communities, and they came with their Spanish minhagim. And the local poskim wanted to impose upon them the local minhagim, and they wanted to insist on continuing. I mean, just because we were thrown out of Spain, that doesn't mean we have to take on your poskim. We have our poskim to rely on. So, for example, there's a minhag here in Eretz Yisrael that's quite popular that we say vidui, like Nusach Sfarad, even in Nusach Ashkenaz, after Chazor Sashatz, with Hasham Nubagad. And there are those who were opposed to it because they felt that you're turning Hasham Nuvagadnu into a Maisa Mechal Yom, and nobody's going to take it, you know, with feeling, and no one's going to say it with sincerity. So there was a whole pulmus about this. And finally, the minig was that here in Eretz Yisrael, I think the Stechemin was, if I'm not mistaken, was opposed to it, but they accepted the minig to recite Vidu. And many people come from Chutzlar. So, for example, I davened in a minyan in Har Nof called the Dutch minyan, and they follow the Nusach Ashkenaz, and they do exactly what they did in Amsterdam, and they don't say Vidu because they're insisting on their old minhag. But at what point do you finally say, hey, you know what, you're living in Yerushalayim, it's high time that you picked up some of the local Yerushalmi minhag? And this was machlokas way back. At the time, in a country called Aram Tzova, which we know today as Syria, and the Syrian Jews maintained them in Haga because they relied on the Beit in Shel Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Laniado, who wrote a tshuva 5 centuries ago that they could maintain their old minhagim, and the Syrians go from place to place and they always maintain their old minhagim. You can't budge them, because they have this psak that we go with our old minhagim. In Eretz Yisrael, Rav Avad Yosef and other poskim, they said, look, at some point you have to pick up the local minhagim. We're not going to have agudas agudos here with different minhagim. So this point I just wanted to raise as we go along. Now I know it's late, so I'm not going to to force you to stay on. Anyone who wants to stay a little bit longer, we have a very fine overview of all the different opinions about chuppah and nisuin on page 15. So on page 6, you'll see the Bir Agra. He has an explanation of chuppah. He says chuppah is a ma'isa hamora al hotzas ha'isha mishus avil lishus baila. The purpose of chuppah is to take her out of the reshus of her father and into the reshus of the Baal. L'chein kasha Baal bevi yisa ish l'makom ha-miyuchad v'ha-miyuad v'nika shu-makom she-kazeh reizu chuppah she-osin nesu'in. So again, we're leaving the Rambam Shita behind, and we're saying that any act that's symbolic of taking her into a makom ha-miyuchad, a makom that's nikar, that it's the reshus of the Baal, that's called nesu'in. And he doesn't have to take her into reshus o mamish. You don't need reshus o mamish, al makom, but rather a makom that he prepares for chuppah. Any place that's prepared for the chuppah, that symbolizes reshus habal. And therefore, says the Gaon, in our day, we makta makom, we have these kunsos, and that becomes a symbolic act of knisa l'rshuso, and that's called chuppah. Now, on page 7, the Chazon Ish writes that according to the Gaon, afilu molicha l'cheder shalo o l'chatzah shalo. What happens if the place that's now designated is really hers? Let's say she signed a rental agreement, and he takes her into that rented apartment. Is kevan she'eskimu l'kach, since they agreed that that's where the yichud would be, that's also called a ma'isa nesu'in. And he goes on to say that it's nice to beautify the place, and that makes it minkar, it makes it more obvious that it was designated for the purpose of chuppah. And then he writes, v'efshar the afarama moda the ein tzoch yichud gomur, Elekvius pisa, Loshem Pas pisa velina bechedro. As long as this place is designated for a meal and for sleeping in his reshus, that might be sufficient for the Rambam, even though technically it might not be yichud gamur. So this would be very interesting that, according to the Chazon Ish, in the case of chuppas nida, where you don't have a possibility of yichud gamur, then you could have a place where they're going to eat and they're going to sleep, and even if there are other people around, that might suffice for nesu'in. So let's just quickly look on page 15 for an overview of everything we discussed in the book HaNesu'in Kilchasa. Okay then, and he says, his name is Adler, I think Binyamin, if I'm not mistaken, Adler. And he's a contemporary, and he writes that Kinyan Nesu'in Nasa B'Emtzos K'nisa L'Chupa, and Chupa Tzricha Kavada L'Shem Kinyan Nesu'in. And he says, therefore, that Yechavnu Achosav Akal Liknos B'Chol Echad Mishloshtan. In other words, there's going to be Chupa in the sense of Klunsos, then afterwards is going to be Yichud in the Cheder Yichud, and he says that they should have Kavana that all of these together should be should be nisui. Okay. Then he mentions the machlokas that we spoke about at the beginning of the shiur, whether or not chuppah itself could be kedushin. But we paskin la halacha that kadma chuppah lekedushin ena chuppah klum. The chuppah can only be meaningful after kesef shtar ubiya. He goes on to say that kinyan chuppah is min haTorah, according to most rishonim. And I'm looking here at footnote 14 to see if he tells you to look in the Ritva. Fine. Now, what is chuppah? Nechleku Rishon, Shita Rishon. So he's got seven different shitas. The first shita is Sheyavi Ishas Ishto Lebeso V'Yisiachin Imgaf Rishenolo. This is the Rambam. The second shita is that Yichud itself for the purpose of Nesuim is enough, and Ein Tzarich Shevienu L'Tok Beso. It's just Yichud. The third shita is that sheyovi yaseisha lebeis off of bisha eno misyachid. So we have the combination of haval etoch beiso together with yichud, or one of the two suffices. Then we have the fourth shita is a makom amyuchad shemeviim l'shamas achasu l'shem nisuin. This was the Vilna Gaon that we spoke about before, and the Rishonim say that mesiras ha'av into this bias, as we said, sheyesh ba chidush, that there's something that is nikar, that this bias is for the purpose of nisuin, that's called chuppah. He has a fifth shita, that the talis that we cover over the chas and kal is itself a chuppah. He has a sixth shita, that yotzas bi numa, which means that she dresses a certain way, especially covers her head in a certain way with a tse'if, a certain shawl. Again, this is out of style. I don't know that anyone does this. And the last shita is that there's no definite suras hachupa, but rather it's totally b'minag hamakom, and it shifts from place to place. Now, what about the requirement of edim? Do we require edim in order to create a chupa? So if you take a look at Sif Yud Gimel here on page 15, he writes that v'das ha-sovrim shechupi ya-yichud, he says tzorech she-achosu v'kal yis-yachdu b'fnei atzmo v'lo shum ish acher imam, they have to be alone to the exclusion of any other people. So if you have chupa as more or less a maisa kinyan, then you could talk about two edim, but in the case of yichud you have to make sure the edim are on the outside. And if you turn the page to number 16, he says that according to some shitas, even if bnei adam nichnasim v'yotzim l'sham, harayz ze kinyan yichud gomer. So in a case where, let's say, they went into a yichud room and they didn't lock the door, it would seem that there are enough poskim to rely on that itself is considered yichud and therefore chuppah. And that might be a good etzah in the case of a nida, because we don't want to lock the door. We want to avoid, if possible, the violation of the Isa Yichud in a Nida case, and therefore you just leave the door unlocked. And then he's got this whole list of poskim here, which you'll see in number 41, starting with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, that hold that even if the door is unlocked so that people could go in and out, it's still called a Makom Tzanua, and it could still qualify as Yichud for Nisuin. Now he has a Chumrah, a super duper chumrah here, which I'm trying to figure out in number 45. He quotes the Ezer Mikodesh. I'm not sure who that is, but then he has Yisa Ish. Oh, wow. He says this goes back to the Ashkenazic Kihilos in Poland and in other countries, and they require Shabbais Yakonui L'Chasan. Wow. That the Chasan has to actually make a Kinyan on the bias. Now, we're going to have to arrange that. You know, you hire a place, how do you make a kinyan on the place? Maybe you need the bala bias to be makne, and in the case of karka, you might be able to say that that it could be kona through tashmish, meaning through using, through shimushim, and if he uses that room, that itself gives him a kinyan, but that's something he should do before he takes her into the yichud room. What is the chuppah today for Ashkenazim? He says, Aminat Pashut, we've accepted the opinion that chuppah is klunsos, meaning the holding up the, you know, the urios on top, and we bring the chasan kala publicly into that place, and there the chasan is mekadesh shames hakala, mevorach shabirchas eris in the suin, molichnas hakasva kala lebayis, the ochlim sham biyachet b'mokom tzanua. So we have both the klunsos and yichud. The kodem l'cholzeh machnis es rosh hakalav itzif machasim, meaning badekin. Now here's interesting. This concept of kisui b'tzif, according to some rishonim, is yotzis binuma. That itself is chuppah. So it's interesting. I saw my rebbe once at a wedding that he was makbid that the chasan should appoint two witnesses for the badekin. I don't know if you've ever seen this. You got to be a brisker for that. And he says, "Kol advarim elu nasim kidei lotzeis yidei kinyan chuppah lefi kol hashitos." So you're gonna have kisei arosh, but if, and you're gonna have yotzeis binumo with the urios haprusel gabi klunsos. You're gonna have the sheet of the Rambam with yichud afterwards, and we're gonna have a makom yuchad for the chos of a kala that the chosim designates to bring the kala. That's called a knisa lebeso. And basically, you've covered all your bases. The Sfaradim, he says, have a different minog. I saw this amongst also German Jews. Parsim talis mitzuyetzes me'al gabi achosim v'kala. Have you ever seen this? Have you been in a Sfaradic wedding? And basically, people come and they grab onto the talis like we do for the chosim Torah, chosim Brachos on Simchas Torah, and with that talis, they have already a nesu'in. Then on the left column, he says, as far as Eidei Chuppah is concerned, he says, do we need Eidim or not? This is a machlokes. Yesh me'achronim sof shechuppah yesh la kium. Right? That it could be valid, even shalobifnei Eidim. In other words, chuppah is not primarily a kinyan. This goes back to the Reb Naftal Trump, that chuppah is to create that heter bia through the intimacy. But then he says, Yesh achronim shesovim shechuppah tzricha eidim. Why? Because chuppah generates nesuin, and that makes it into a davar shebe'erva, and we have a principle called ein davar shebe'erva pachos mishnayim. Then he goes on to say that if you require eidim for the chuppah, then it has the same status as two eidim for kiddushin, v'tzarch liyachis eidim l'chuppah. And again, this is very rare that you'll see this, but if you want to give out extra kibudim, because you have a lot of people that you want to give honors to, so it's always good to take on some extra chumras. Why not? Just to give out kibudim. So the signing of the tanoim. At the signing of the tanoim, you could give out a bunch of kibudim, right? You could have two witnesses signed on the shtar tanoim. You could have a makri, you know, who's like the MC, and try to get someone who's a lot of fun and can crack jokes and then keep people interested, and he reads out the shtar tanoim. You could also have eidim for the tanoim and ask them to witness the tanoim. I mean, you could also include the two mothers here breaking a plate. So everybody gets involved, you know, and you really get excited there. The only problem is that if you have a party planner or wedding planner, whatever you want to call it, she or he is in a big rush. And they don't have time for this tanoim business. And not only that, you know, the people aren't even there at the time of the tanoim. They come much later, at least in this part of the world.
But Eidei Yichud are not really a kibud.
Now we have Eidei Kiddushin, we have Eidei Ksuba, we have Eidei Yichud, we have Eidei Bedekin. So we have at least five different sets of Eidim. But again, they're not related to the Chasan Kala, so that doesn't solve most of your problems. Because the people that you want to give kibudim to are relatives of the Chasan Kala. And you have very few kibudim. You've got Kriyas HaKsuba. You've got Birchas Nisuin. I don't know anything else. I mean, you could have somebody bring down the ring or something. You know, you make them up as you go along, but basically, you know, you don't have too many. You can have the MC, you know, that's a big covet.
But the Kiddushin are a bit higher, no?
I would say that, you know, if you gave me a choice between a bracha under the chuppah or Eidi Kiddushin, I would probably prefer a bracha under the chuppah. Even though Eidi Kiddushin, the lowest kibud that you could give is what we call the highest kibud, is Kriyas Aksuba. Kriyas Aksuba is nothing. It's just a hefsek between the first sets of brachas and the second set of brachas. So from my point, you could have a tape record. I don't need someone to read the ksuba, but today they consider it like the most prized key. All right, Rabbi said, whatever we were able to accomplish, we accomplished. As I said, in honor of the chuppah next week.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
One question. So, according to those who say that the bedekin is the yeduma, right? Which is chuppah, how can the chuppah for kedushin?
Right. So you're going to have to say that somehow that chuppah is going to be chal after the kedushin, retroactively.
All right.
Very strange.
Congratulations.
Okay then. Shkoyach, everybody. Thank you so much.